ఉపానీత దక్షిణ స్తోత్ర వాజినా తదా స్వప్రభయా తేషాం జ్యోతయం చ దిశోదస
ముష్ణంస్తేజ ఉపానీత
దక్షిణ స్తోత్ర వాజినా
దాక్షేణ స్తోత్ర వాజినా తదా స్వప్రభయాతేషాం
By brightness, Disha, directions, Dasa, 10,
and
Mushnam,
diminishing,
Teja,
effulgence,
Upanita,
Rot,
Takshena,
by Garuda,
Stoktavajina, whose wings are called Brihat and Ratantara. Translation, Lord Narayana was seated on the shoulder of Stotra or Garuda, who had big wings. As soon as the Lord appeared, all directions were illuminated, diminishing the luster of Brahma and the others present. Proper description of Narayana is given in the following two slokas. His complexion was blackish, his garment yellow like gold, and his helmet was as dazzling as the sun. His hair was bluish, the color of black bees, and his face was decorated with earrings. His eight hands held a conch shell, wheel, club, lotus flower, arrow, bow, shield, and sword. And they were decorated with golden ornaments such as bangles and bracelets. His whole body resembled a blossoming tree beautifully decorated with various kinds of flowers. Therefore, the face of Lord Vishnu, as described in this verse, appears like a lotus flower with bees humming over it. All the ornaments in the body of the Lord resemble molten gold of the reddish gold color of the morning sunrise. The Lord appears just as the morning sun rises to protect the whole universal creation. His arms display different weapons, and his eight arms are compared to the eight petals of a lotus flower. All the weapons mentioned are for the protection of its devotees. Generally, in the four hands of Vishnu, there are the wheel, club, conch shell, and lotus flower. These four symbols are seen in the four hands of Vishnu in different arrangements. The club and the wheel are the Lord's symbols for punishment for the demons and miscreants, and the lotus flower and the conch shell are used to bless the devotees. There are always two classes of men, the devotees and the demons, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. The Lord is always ready for protection of the devotees and annihilation of the demons. There are demons and devotees in this material world, but in the spiritual world there is no such distinction. In other words, Lord Vishnu is the proprietor of both the material and spiritual worlds. In the material world, almost everyone is of demonic nature, but there are also devotees who appear to be in the material world, although they are always situated in the spiritual world. A devotee's position is always transcendental, and is always protected by Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu looked extraordinarily beautiful because the goddess of fortune and the garland were situated on his chest. His face was beautifully decorated with a smiling attitude which can captivate the entire world, especially the devotees. Fans of white hair appeared on both sides of the Lord like swans, and the white canopy overhead looked like the moon. Purport, smiling face of Lord Vishnu is pleasing to the whole world. Not only devotees, but even non-devotees attracted by such a smile. This person has described how the sun, moon, eight-petaled lotus flower, and humming black bees were represented by the fans of hair, the overhead canopy, the moving earrings on both sides of his face, and the blackish hair. Altogether, accompanied by the conch shell, wheel, club, lotus flower, bow, arrow, shield, and sword in his hands, these presented a grand and beautiful audience for Lord Vishnu, which captivated all the demigods there, including Daksha and Lord Brahma. As soon as Lord Vishnu was visible, all the demigods, Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the Gandharvas, and all present there, immediately offered their respectful obeisance by falling down straight before him. For it appears that Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Lord, even of Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, but to speak of the demigods, Gandharvas, and ordinary living entities. It is stated in the prayer, Yam Brahma, Parulendra, Rudamaruta, all the demigods worship Lord Vishnu. Similarly, Dhyana Vasita, Tadgatena, Manasapa, Shanti, Yam Yogina, yogis concentrate their minds in the form of Lord Vishnu. Thus, Lord Vishnu is worshipable by all demigods, all Gandharvas, even Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Said Vishnu Paramam Param Sadapra Shanti Surya. Vishnu is therefore the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even though Lord Shiva was previously referred to in prayers by Lord Brahma as the Supreme, when Lord Vishnu appeared, Shiva also fell prostrated before him to offer obeisances. In the presence of the glaring effulgence of the bodily luster of Narayan, everyone else's luster faded away and everyone stopped speaking. Fearful with awe and veneration, all present touched their hands to their heads and prepared to offer the prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Daksha. Lord Narayan was seated in the shoulder of Stoker Garuda, who had big wings. As soon as the Lord appeared, all directions were illuminated, diminishing the luster of Brahma and others present. So this is a following description of the Supreme Lord in the form of Vishnu. And here, Vishnu has eight arms. Normally he has four arms. But here he has eight arms. So the Lord is not restricted. Sometimes he can have four, eight, or two arms. No problem for that. Of course, Lord Chaitanya has six arms. So any amount of arms. And we'll see that Srimadeva had thousands of arms when he fought with Hiranyakasipu and all the soldiers. The Lord can have any amount of arms. Anything is possible. And in the arms, the different weapons are described, like the club and the bow and the arrow and the shield, etc. And the chakra and the lotus. As well, he is described as having his black hair and yellow garments and helmet, earrings, etc. All these wonderful characteristics. And he was smiling. So the smile of the Lord is considered to be very wonderful. Of course, the whole body of the Lord is very beautiful, but the face is considered the most beautiful. And the smile and the eyes are considered to be the outstanding features of the Lord's face. So usually when we have a description of Krishna or Vishnu, they will describe his merciful glance and his smiling face. These two are very outstanding. Here Vishnu was described as having a smile on his face as he is being worshipped with the chamaras and umbrella over his head. And the devatas offered the respects. Among the devatas we have Brahma and Shiva. Previously, Daksha was offended because Lord Shiva did not offer him respects. But here we see that Shiva is offering respects. He didn't offer respects to Daksha, who was his father-in-law, but here he offers respects to Vishnu. So Lord Shiva is in no way proud, but on the other hand, we see that he understands his position in relation to Vishnu, even though Shiva also is worshipped by Brahma as the Supreme Lord, etc. So he is worshipped by everybody else. But Lord Shiva is not proud of that. He does not become intoxicated like Daksha. Rather, he also worships Vishnu. He understands his position in relation to Vishnu. So all of the devatas offered respects on seeing the Supreme Lord. So though there are many great entities, there's also some hierarchy, and we have to understand that hierarchy. So we have Jivas and we have the Supreme Lord, and the Jivas should worship the Supreme Lord because they are not God. They are in an inferior position. They are dependent. So that is natural. So the devatas are powerful, but they're also jivas. So whatever power they have, still, they are jivas, so there's a limitation on them. So therefore, they have to worship the Supreme Lord. So ordinary living entities worship the Supreme Lord. Devatas must also worship the Supreme Lord. Because devatas have more power than us, some of the jivas worship the devatas. Particularly for material things, because they can give material things. So, some people worship. But, that means they should not avoid worship of the Supreme Lord. They're worshiping devatas who are jivas. So fine, because they're more powerful, they can worship and they can give things. But, they should not ignore the fact that Vishnu is superior. He's in a completely different category. Not a jiva. So therefore they should offer worship to him also. So though the Vedic literatures describe the worship of devatas, they also describe the worship of Vishnu, and one has to perform both. So therefore, even those who are not Vaishnavas, they have to worship everyone, including Vishnu. But the proper understanding is they're not on the same level. Mm-hmm. Because everybody's worship does not make them equal. So this one who thinks they're all equal is called a Pashandi. He thinks the devatas are equal to Vishnu because they all get worshipped in the Vedas. Yeah? So the why they're not equal is they are constitutionally different. Devatas are jivas, Supreme Lord is not a jiva. So there, that difference is there, and one cannot equate them even though they all get worshipped. So Shiva is in an intermediate position. He's also not a jiva, so therefore he must be worshipped. And the devatas must worship him. So even Brahma worships Lord Shiva, because he's not a jiva also. So many people will also worship Shiva, and they will consider him superior to all the other devatas. But here we see that Shiva is worshipping Vishnu also. So even though he's not a jiva, still he also worships Vishnu. So this is this shows that there is another hierarchy there. Even if he's not jiva, still he's not in the same position as Vishnu. So he worships Vishnu also. So therefore we have people worshipping devatas, people worshipping Shiva, people worshipping Vishnu. And they're not all the same. The devatas is in one position, Shiva's in another position, Vishnu's in another position. So the person who reads scripture has to understand this distinction. And in this way, the worship is different. We worship the Supreme Lord because he is independent, and we worship the others as devotees of the Supreme Lord. They are dependent. So Shiva is dependent and the others are all dependent. So in this way we also see some hierarchy is there. Among the forms of the Supreme Lord, there's also a hierarchy. Now this is more subtle because God is always God. And we cannot say there's lesser God and more God, because God is God. Now in the case of Shiva, because there is significant less manifestation of powers, we classify him in a lower position. Similarly, among the forms of the Supreme Lord, because of manifestations of powers, we will also classify them higher than Shiva, but also there's higher and lower among the forms of Vishnu. So we will have Purusha avatars, for instance. They're Vishnu. But they're not considered in the same category as Vishnu and Vaikuntha. Why is that? They're all Vishnu. Because the role they play does not manifest all the same qualities. They are in charge of creating and making the structure of the material world. In the spiritual world, they manifest other qualities as well in relation to their devotees. So therefore, they're put in a higher position. So the Purusha avatars are not put in the same position as Vishnu and Vaikuntha. And then among the other forms, we'll find, for instance, Rama and Varaha and Matsya, Kurma, etc. They're also in the spiritual world, and they come in the material world as avatar. They're also the Supreme Lord. They are also put in a high category because of their manifestations of qualities. And similarly, Krishna is put on the top because of his manifestation of qualities. Even though they're all God, nevertheless, because Krishna displays through his form qualities and activities significantly more qualities, he is put in a special position. So he is called Swayam Bhagavan, to distinguish him from all the other forms of Bhagavan. So the person who reads scripture will have to understand these distinctions in order to carry out proper worship. So the distinctions there between Shiva and Supreme Lord, and between Shiva and Vishnu, and then between Vishnu and Krishna. All these distinctions should be made. So Lord Chaitanya has pointed out the significance of Krishna, that he is the Supreme Form Swayam Bhagavan, and of course that is pointed out in Bhagavatam as well. So this is why we mainly concentrate on the worship of Krishna among all the other forms. So here we have a manifestation of the Vishnu form to the Devatas. So this is not so uncommon. The Lord as Vishnu will appear to the Devatas and give blessings or whatever. The form of Krishna is more rare. It is so rare that even Vishnu cannot see him. What to speak of the Devatas? So to get the darshan of Krishna is very, very rare. In spite of the fact that Devatas can go around the universe or whatever, and come down to Earth planet, etc. And even Vishnu apparently can come. He's Mahavishnu. He can come down to the Earth also, look at everything. But we see that even Mahavishnu has a problem to actually see Krishna. So for that reason, Mahavishnu even made a special arrangement by which he made all the Brahmana sons disappear and finally brought Krishna up to the causal ocean in order that he could see Krishna. So he went to that elaborate scenario of giving pain to the Brahmana by stealing all of his sons in order to see Krishna. So, even for Vishnu, Krishna is rare. So, therefore Krishna is put in a very special position above all others. So we should understand these distinctions when we read Bhagavatam.
Why you want Krishna to come up?
Well, that shows that he had to make this very elaborate arrangement. It seems possible, since he is the creator of the material world and everything, all the universes emanate from his pores, that he could do anything and come in the material world. But everything is up to the will of Krishna. We see that in Dwarka or Mathura or Vrindavan, yes, Nanda is there and all the cowherd men are there with Krishna, and in Dwarka all the others are there. But we don't see Vishnu there. Somehow he's not there. So with the permission of Krishna, yes, he will permit people to come. But if they don't have that type of devotion, they don't come. So generally the avatars stay separate. In other words, we don't have Narsimha coming to see Krishna or Urva walking in one day to see Krishna. Because their leelas are separate and their whole realm with their devotees is different. Different dhams, so to speak. So they generally stay separate for that reason. At the same time, and we see that Vishnu didn't have that desire to see Krishna, and then after he said, yes, I've seen him, okay, fine, take all the sons of Brahma and go back. So he made that special arrangement just to see Krishna. Yeah, because he couldn't somehow get to see Krishna in Dwarka. Somehow he cannot get there. So the places are separate. Well, that's there, of course, but the other point is that Arjuna also was thinking afterwards, why did Krishna do this? Why did Vishnu do this? How is it possible? And then he understood that Krishna is superior to Vishnu. So Krishna made this whole arrangement also to show that actually Vishnu also has to do so much to see Krishna. So that way he understood Krishna's superior position to Vishnu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? No, I don't think so. He only went as far as Maharashtra and then he came back to Puri again. South India and then over to Maharashtra and then back to Puri.
Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu
didn't go there? I think because Dwarka Leela is not so attractive as Krishna Leela, that's why. So he went to Vrindavan.
Also, the thing is, maybe it's because the Lord came as an original form as Narayana. And today they had Deidams. So Narayana had the original form of Narayana, Deidams.
Well, all the forms are eternal.
Eight arms.
Yeah. So the eight arm form, four arm form, and like that. There's several places in the Bhagavad Gita we'll see the eight arm form described by Vishnu also. And I think even the description when Arjuna and our Krishna go to see him, he's with eight arms there also. He's lying on the causal ocean with eight arms.
Even when Durga threw away from Hamsa's hand, he had eight arms.
Well, that's Durga. Durga then. She has eight arms, yeah.
Why did the Lord still carry all these weapons? I mean, he is God.
Just decorations. They're servants. They're also servants.
We mentioned that he's from the four of our devotees and devotees of
they're actually just ornaments of the Lord. They're also devotees.
You know, just by the Lord, people get purified. So, although all the demigods are doing this Garbhan Yagya, but Lord is personally present, so wouldn't they become purified or by this getting this darshan and kind of get out of this cycle of Garbhan?
Well, that is the whole purpose. Through karma yoga, one must also worship Vishnu. By that, one progresses. So that's the whole purpose of karma yoga. By association with Vishnu, worship of Vishnu, they advance further and go beyond karma.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
No. Those that don't accept the Lord Chaitanya are demons. Yeah. So that is a statement made out of great love. Now, of course, we see the Lord Chaitanya himself, but many people he was going to, like Sri Ranga, they didn't accept him as Supreme Lord. But he didn't say they're demons at the same time. if one has the fortune to accept Lord Chaitanya and the Nam Sankirtan movement, then his path is much easier. And if he does, they don't, then of course the path is more difficult. So they don't accept the mercy of Lord Chaitanya.
But Lord Chaitanya was Why did he see that?
His preference, I suppose.
But Lord Vishnu, because he wanted to see Krishna, he made the Brahmins suffer. When Lord made the Jiva to suffer for this pleasure, because he wanted to see Krishna, he made the Brahmin to suffer. Will the Lord make the Jiva to suffer for this pleasure?
Oh, well, that shows that he was so anxious to see him that he's willing to let the Brahmin suffer. But of course, ultimately the Brahmin didn't suffer because he got all the sons back.
All the children are belonging to Vishnu. We take him into his property.
Not from the Brahmin's point of view. But he got his sons back, so he wasn't in any way distressed about that.
Shiva?
Vishnu. Nirdesha Vishnu.
He chants Sri Rama Rama.
And Rama, whatever.
Sri 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 Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. His Holiness Bhagavan Maharaj ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.